And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 18th of July, 2014. It's the birthday of Nelson Mandela, born in Mvetso, South Africa, in 1918. First member of his family to go to school, devoted himself to working for an end to apartheid. And to that end, he spent 27 years in prison. He later said of his release from prison, "As I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison." Nelson Mandela, who said, "A good head and good heart are always a formidable combination, but when you add to that a literate tongue or pen, then you have something very special." It's the birthday of Thackeray, William Makepeace Thackeray, born in Calcutta, India, 1811, best known for his novel Vanity Fair, a novel without a hero, a novel about two women, Amelia Sedley and the ambitious Becky Sharp, who says, "I think I could be a good woman if I had 5,000 a year." Thomas Edison recorded the human voice for the first time on this day, 1877. He used a stylus-tipped carbon transmitter to make impressions on a strip of paraffin paper, and when he pulled the paper back along the stylus, it made a sound, the first phonograph. It's the birthday of the playwright Clifford Odets, Philadelphia, 1906. He became one of the founding members of the Group Theater in New York in 1931, and he wrote Waiting for Lefty, a play about a union strike, which was a great success, as was Odets's next play, Awake and Sing, about a Jewish family in the Bronx during the Depression. It's the birthday of Jessamine West, born Jennings County, Indiana, 1902. Family moved to Orange County, California, when she was young, where she grew up in her father's lemon grove. Her first book was a collection of short stories about Quakers, The Friendly Persuasion. She was a cousin of Richard Milhouse Nixon, and she babysat him when he was growing up. And it was on this day in 64 A.D. the Great Fire of Rome began, raged for 6 days. According to the historian Tacitus, it began in a dry goods store near the Circus Maximus. Some people blamed the Emperor Nero for the fire, and Nero blamed an obscure religious sect, the Christians, and tortured them to death in the amphitheater. Here's a poem for today, a little poem by an unknown author entitled Kindness to Animals. Little children, never give pain to things that feel and live. Let the gentle robin come for the crumbs you save at home. As his meat you throw along, he'll repay you with a song. Never hurt the timid hare peeping from her green grass lair. Let her come and sport and play on the lawn at close of day. The little lark goes soaring high to the bright windows of the sky, singing as if 'twere always spring, and fluttering on an untired wing. Oh, let him sing his happy song, nor do these gentle creatures wrong. Kindness to Animals by an unknown author. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.